In March of last year, Sigga Community Hospital had only 18 days of cash on hand. And this March, they have 70 days. But how good is that? Assemblyman Matthew Hunter wanted to know.
What number of days of cash on hand is a healthy number for a hospital? Is it 3 months, 30 days of operations? Or?
Well, it would be nice to have another digit. To get up above 100 would be a good place to be.
That's Cynthia Brandt, the CFO. Brandt walked Mayor Mim McConnell and the five-member assembly, Ben Maiasato and Tristan Gavon were absent, through the FY17 budget line by line. And if the hospital were a person recovering from a severe illness, the prognosis is a hopeful one. CEO Rob Allen told KCAW over the phone that he's feeling pretty good.
We're below budget on the expense side because we've been, really, really paying attention to that and scrutinizing it. Our cash situation is much, much better, so we have a little bit more of a reserve, a little bit more of a cushion. It's just, what can we do now to improve that income side?
To boost income, Sigga Community Hospital has increased prices by 6%. They're budgeting for full staff in the clinic, which would allow for 11 long-term care beds instead of 10. And recently, they've put more effort into marketing the hospital's offerings, particularly for long-term care and swing beds. Those are beds where physicians can adjust or swing patients from one level of care to another. And they can be landing pads for patients coming from other places.
Somebody from Sitka goes to Harborview, they have surgery, and they want to recover at home. If we have a good working relationship with them, then we get them up here in a swing bed for 3 or 4 days so they can finish out their recovery. And people would much rather be closer to home.
But all of this anticipated revenue depends entirely on patients. Like any business, you need paying customers. And in March, Allen says, the hospital fell behind budget because so few patients came through the door. And they have no idea why.
In fact, I was just talking to Rainey, our chief nurse officer, and she was saying, we had a 3-day period in March where we had no inpatients, which she said she doesn't. I mean, she's been here, she said, 7-8 years, and she's never seen that before.
April and May, though, have seen a surge in patients at Sigga Community Hospital. During Thursday night's meeting, Assemblyman Stephen Eisenbeis asked what the hospital will do if they have another empty bed month like March. Allen said that 1 month is an anomaly, but if it were hypothetically to continue, the hospital would have to adjust staff load. After all, 70% of the hospital's budget is personnel.
We can adjust a little bit with some low census, flexing a little bit for when we have those slow periods. If it goes on for month after month after month, then you're definitely going to be laying people off.
But for now, Allen is optimistic that patient traffic will grow. It's built into the budget, which accounts for a positive bottom line of $3.2 million. That's $1 million more than last year's budget. And of that, the hospital plans to put $400,000 in cash towards repaying the city's $1 million loan. That was an extension on a line of credit given to bail out the hospital last year. It all sounded good, but the assembly wanted to know what the city chief's administrative officer, Jay Sweeney, thought. Sweeney's main worry? What happens if the hospital doesn't make as much money as it thinks it will? They'd hurt their cash flow or not be able to pay the city back. So he told Mayor Mim McConnell he'd like to see them set more money aside.
If I could wave a magic wand, would be seeing on page 6 at the bottom line includes an increase in working capital on top of repaying the debt and the cash investments. That would be super.
There's a buffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's an extraordinary budget. The turnaround is wonderful.
The assembly agreed. It's been an amazing turnaround. And they approved the hospital's budget by a unanimous vote and told Allen they expect to hear from him again in July. That's when Sigga Community Hospital and Search will present a proposal for cooperative management, looking for overlaps and ways for the two hospitals to combine forces. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.